Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Nun Gimel. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Nun Beis of Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and it is also sponsored by Henry Olinsky, Lizecher Nishmas, Marcel Weber, Mordechai Ben Yoshua Menachem Mendel, Alav Hashalom, who is Nifter on Shabbos Tes Kislev, the Neshama should have an Aliyah, and we thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're holding toward the bottom of Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. We are at Rabbi Chanina Ben Antigonus, so we're still in the middle of this machlokas between Rabbi Chanina Ben Antigonus and the Rabbanan. What happens if a woman finds a kesem on a beged? She finds a stain on a beged, and the stain is of a reasonable size during the time that she's during the Yud Aleph Yom Shabbat Nida Lanida. So do we assume that the kesem happened with over three consecutive days of a Re'ias Dam, and that would in fact make her a Zava Gedola? So we're going to continue that discussion, and then the Gemara is going to discuss what happens if she sees a Kesem that's the size of Shnei Grisim, whether she becomes a Zava or not. And the Gemara is going to ask a Stira between in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Igra based on the follow-up discussion that we're going to have about Mitzias Kesem, and then the Gemara is going to explain whether an Isha that sees a kesem on her beged is metame lemafreya or not, meaning how far back do we assume that kesem has shown up, that she had blood to be metame lemafreya. We had learned way back these discussions we had way back at the beginning of the Masechta that a woman who finds a kesem is metame back to the last time she cleaned that beged. So the Gemara is going to discuss whether you're told of what if she has a re'iyah shortly after the metzias kesem. Do we assume that the kesem relates to the Re'iyas Dam, to the regular Re'iyas Dam with Hargasha? And then the Gemara is going to discuss whether someone who sees a kesem requires a hefsek tara prior to being tovel, prior to going to the mikvah. And then we're going to have a Mishnah on Amud Beis that's going to talk about what the halacha would be of a woman who sees Bein Hashmashos between the Yemei Ziva and Yemei Nida. I mean, we spent a lot of time already in this Masechta talking about the difference between seeing Dam during the Yemei Nida, where you tell me for a total of 7 days, regardless of how long you see Dam for, versus the Yemei Ziva, where there are dinim of Zava Katana and Zava Gedola and Zava Gedola requiring Shiva Nikim. What happens if she sees Dam during the Bein Hashmashos that's right in between the Yemei Nida and the Yemei Ziva? So let's begin. We're at Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus. So says the Gemara of Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, who Rava said in his name that a large kesem that you find on one spot on her clothing, you're not choshesh for. So shlosh grisim makom echad hu delo chashinan. He's not choshesh when it's three grisim that are found in one place to make her a zava gedola. But habishlosh mekamos. But if you have three different stains and each one is the size of a gris va'od, so each one is too large to have come from a bug, to have come from a ma'acholas. So chashinan, then we are going to be choshesh that it happened on three consecutive days and she has become a zava gedola. But ha'amrit, but wait a second, didn't you say in the Braisa that b'shlosha chalukos in, b'shlosha mekamos lo, that only if it appears on three separate items of clothing, that's when we assume she becomes a zava gedola. But three different spots on the same item of clothing, that would not qualify to make her a zava gedola. So answers the Gemara, you're right, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus is not explaining in the Braisa what he himself holds, but rather the divrei d'rabbanan kamarlu. He is presenting an argument even within the shita of the Rabbanan who disagree with him. And he says, L'didi b'shosh chalukos in b'shosh mekamos lo. I hold that a woman would only be choshesh that a woman's a zava gedola if it's on three different items of clothing entirely. Three different spots on the same item of clothing is for sure not. El lididchu, but l'shitaschem, that you say that she becomes a zava gedola even if all of the blood is found on one item of clothing, but at least, don't do limias, dehecha dechazai, shlosh agrisin b'makom echa, damrin trey palgum iguf chazite v'idach agav zura madam acholesu, at least be moda to me that if it's one big stain on one item of clothing, that 2.5 grisim of that comes from her body, but the other chatzi gris comes from macholas that was attracted to the mess, that was attracted to the smelliness of it, that was attracted to the dam, and then got crushed there and added to the dam. But you can't say she's a zava gedola because there were no three re'ios. V'rabbanan kibindikal flugim gris va'od l'cholyoma lo talina. And the Rabbanan will say, no, if this stain is large enough that it could be a kugris va'od, each of three days, then we're not tola that maybe there was a bug that was part of the stain. No, if there's enough to make three grisin va'od over the course of 3 days within this one stain, then that's in fact what we assume happened, and therefore we have to be choshesh that she's in fact a zava gedola. Okay, now the Bryce is going to discuss if a woman sees a stain of shnei grisim, whether she becomes a zava. Tan rabban roh kasim yesh bo kedei lechalek shlosh grisin shein kegris va'od. If a woman sees a stain that there's enough to say that she'd saw it over the course of 3 days, meaning that it's the size of three grisim, which would make it kegris va'od each day, choshesh, then you have to be choshesh that she has become a zava gedola if she finds it 3 days later during the Yimei Ziva. V'imlav, but if it doesn't have the size of three grisim, of three large grisim, and you can't divide it up to over 3 days to make it that each day could have been a kugris va'od of dam, then ain't a chosheshes, and you don't have to be concerned that she's a zav gedola. Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi Achazo v'achazo choshashes. Whether it's the size of three grisim or whether it's only the size of two grisim, you have to be choshesh that she's a zava gedola. Because even if it's the size of two grisim, you have to be choshesh that one of those that maybe it's you're right, it's only two stains and each stain is only kugris va'od, but maybe one of those two stains that are kugris va'od what happened during Ben Hashmashos, or she saw both grisim and both days during Ben Hashmashos. And the halacha is, if a woman has ri'as dam ben hashmashos, she has to count that, she has to consider that as if she saw dam on each of the days, because part of ben hashmashos min hayom, part min halayla, so mele you're going to end up with three consecutive days, and that's going to make her a zava gedola because of the ben hashmashos factor. Amar Rebbe, nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra b'shalov batka v'divrei Chacham b'shkeshav batka. He says, I'll be machria between these two shitas. I think Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra is correct when she was not bodek herself, and the Chacham are correct when she was bodek herself. Says Gemara, what does that mean? My batka, my lo batka. What does Rebbe mean to say that Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra is correct when she was not bodek, the Chacham when she was bodek? What does that mean exactly? So the Gemara is going to make this machlokas dependent on the machlokas about the zman of Ben Hashmashos. This is a sugya Masech HaShabbos, when exactly Ben Hashmashos occurs. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi discuss Ben Hashmashos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Mishatishka Hachama, until Chatzi Mil is the zman of Ben Hashmashos. So if a meal is 18 minutes, so Chatzi Mil would be 9 minutes. So from the time the sun sets, for the next 9 minutes is Ben Hashmashos. According to Rabbi Yossi, Ben Hashmashos is Keheref Ayin. It's like a blink of an eye, and that very moment the Laila enters and the day leaves, and there's no way to know. You can't identify the exact moment of Ben Hashmashos, but that's all it is. Meaning, there's Vaday Yom, there's a blink of an eye, and there's Vaday Laila. So says Gemara, Amar Rava Ashkachtinu LeRabbanan Devei Rav, that I happened to meet up with the Rabban of the Beis Medrash, the Yasvi v'Kamri, and they were saying, Hacha b'may askinan, kigon shabatka atzma v'lo batka chaluka, that the Braisa is talking about a case where a woman didn't see dam for the entire period of Ben Hashmashos, of two consecutive days that preceded the Metzias HaKasem, v'lo batka chaluka, and she didn't check her clothing during those 2 days until the third day, and then she checked herself and she found this large stain the size of shnei grisin va'od, the size of two plus grisin. V'af atzma lo batka ela ben hashmashos Rabbi Yehuda. And even that she did check herself during the ben hashmashos of both days, that was only during the ben hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda, which is the time of a chatzi meal after shkias hachama. But ben hashmashos Rabbi Yossi lo batka. But during the ben hashmashos that Rabbi Yossi considers ben hashmashos, that blink of an eye, she did not check, which only happens. Rabbi Yossi's ben hashmashos happens after Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmasha. So Rabbi Yehuda says sunset chatzi meal for the next chatzi meal is Ben Hashmasha. So Rabbi Yossi says no, right after that, like the blink of an eye, comes Ben Hashmasha. So the Rabbanan Savri, the Chacham hold that when she finds a kesem the size of two grisin, we're not going to be metameh her because the Zmani Ben Hashmashos they hold is like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The Ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yossi leilihu, because by the time you get to the Ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yossi, it's already vadei laila. It's already night according to Rabbi Yehuda. Vabatkam Ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yehuda. And during Ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yehuda, she checked and she didn't see any dam during Ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yehuda. So since we know that she hadn't seen any dam during Ben Hashmashos, you can't divide any re'iyah into two different days because Ben Hashmashos she was clear for Rabbi Yossi l'tamei, and Rabbi Yossi holds in the brisa that even a two gris size kesem makes her a zava or might make her a zava. Damer Ben Hashmashos fake avi. Rabbi Yossi holds that his Ben Hashmashos is that happens after Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashos is not vaday laila. It's a suffix whether it's yom or laila. And therefore, because we don't know exactly when the day switches over, so since she was now bodek during the zman of Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashos, and that's when the dam showed up, so we have to be choshesh that that's 2 days worth of dam that showed up at that time. So that's what the Rabban and the Beis Medrash were saying, that this machlokes is tali in the machlokes about when Ben Hashmashos is, and the Metzias said the case is that she was bodek through Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashos, but she was not bodek during Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashos. So the Gemara explains, Rava continues, Va'amina luhu ana, and I told the guys in the Beis Medrash, the Rabban in the Beis Medrash, il mala yodeha be'ina kol ben hashmashos, yofa atam omrim. If you're going to say that she was doing a bedika throughout the entire period of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashos, then what you're saying would make a lot of sense, that you know for sure that during Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashos she didn't see anything. But achshav shema im siluk yadeh ra'asa, but you explain the case is that she did a bedika during Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashos. So it sounds like not throughout the entire Ben Hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda, so maybe the very moment she stopped doing the bedika, that's when she saw the dam, and it was still during the Ben Hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda. So maybe even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Re'iyah's dam straddles 2 days. Va'amali, and the Talmid Chacham in the Beis Medrash said back to me, no, kika amrinan kishnasi yadabe, now called Ben Hashmashos. We're talking about what we commonly refer to nowadays as a mochtachuk, that she put something in and plugged herself up for the entire Ben Hashmashos. She did not just do a bedika for a moment and then pull out the bedika cloth and then maybe a moment later dam came. No, she kept the cloth in there during the entirety of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashos. And there was no dam during that time period. And that's why we're not going to assume that she saw dam that straddled 2 days. So I'm a Rebbe, near and div Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, Bishalabadka. So Rebbe comments that I think Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra is correct. Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra has said that if she finds a kesem the size of Shnei Grisin Va'od, that she has to be choshish, that she's actually a Zava, that's Kishalobatka. My Lobatka, what does it mean, Lobatka? Ilema de Batka bit Rabbi Yehuda v'Lobatka bit Rabbi Yossi, if you're going to tell me that it means that she checked herself on both of those days prior to finding the kesem, only during the Ben Hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda. But during Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashos, she was not bodek herself, and that's what Rabbi is saying, that I understand that you're going to be choshesh, that she's going to be a zava. That can't be, because he says that she wasn't bodek herself during Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashos, so that we're going to pass on like Rabbi Ben Agra, but it sounds like if she was bodek during the Ben Hashmashos of Rabbi Yossi, then he would not hold, and he would be mati, he would not hold like Rabbi Ben Agra. Mechal Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Aval Gav Debatka Betra, but Habatka sounds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra himself would say, I mean, if you're going to say, I'll follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra in this case, but not in case A, but not in case B. That sounds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra would follow himself, even in case B. But if you're going to tell me that the only case that Rebbe's saying, I'll follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, is a case where she was Batka ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yehuda, and not Ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yossi, but if she was Batka ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yossi, then I'm not going to follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra would say that even if she was Bodek, both during Ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yehuda and during Ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yossi, he's still going to say that she's a Zava Gedola. That can't be, because there's no logic to that. The whole reason to say that she might be a Zava is that she saw dam during somebody's Ben Hashmashos. So there's no way Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra is going to say that she's a Zava Gedola if you have done bedikos throughout the entirety of everybody's Ben Hashmashos and there was no dam. Elapshita de lo batka. It must be when Rabbi said lo batka, he means she didn't do any bidik at all. Lo bid Rabbi Yehuda, lo bid Rabbi Yossi. Not during anybody's ben hashmashos. And that's why we have to be choshish that she saw dam during ben hashmashos, which straddles 2 days. Aval batka bid Rabbi Yehuda, lo batka bid Rabbi Yossi. But if she did a bidika during Rabbi Yehuda's ben hashmashos and not during Rabbi Yossi's ben hashmashos, so Rabbi would hold lo chaisha. You don't have to be choshish that she's a zava. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra would say, no, in that case, you would have to be choshish that she's a zava, because you have to be choshish that she saw dam during Rabbi Yossi's ben hashmashos. Alma ben hashmashos Rabbi Yossi and the Rebbe lelehu. Apparently, what Rebbe is saying is that during the ben hashmashos of Rabbi Yossi, it's already laila. He holds of Rabbi Yehuda's version of ben hashmashos, and therefore, what Rebbe is saying is, I think that as long as she did a bedikah during Rabbi Yehuda's ben hashmashos, she's in the clear. Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra is going to disagree. He's going to say, no, Rabbi Yossi's ben hashmashos is something we have to be concerned about as well. So, ema seifa, but then, how do you explain what Rabbi goes on to say? Then Rabbi says, v'divrei chachamim kishabatka, that I think the chachamim are correct, that she is not a zava, that you don't have to be choshesh even that she's a zava, when she did a bedikah. My batka, what does that mean when she did a bedikah? When are we talking about? If you're saying when she did a bedikah means that she did a bedikah during Rabbi Yehuda's ben hashmashos and not during Rabbi Yossi's ben hashmashos, and that's where you're saying that I think the Rabbanan are correct, that since she did a bedikah during Rabbi Yehuda's ben hashmashos, you don't have to worry that she's a zava. That can't be, because from the fact that Rabbi says, I think the chachamim are correct only in this case, but if she did no bedikah at all, then I would think they're incorrect. Mechal d'rabbanan savri, that makes it sound that the rabbanan themselves would think that they're correct, even when they're afal gav d'lo batka b'travayu lo chashinan. It sounds like the rabbanan are going to say that they themselves would tell you that with no bedikah at all, we're not choshish for zava gadol at all. But halabatka, how could you not be choshesh? The entirety of ben hashmashos, there was no checking. So maybe she takas odam during ben hashmashos. So it can't be when Rebbe says that I think the chachamim are correct, kishabatka, it can't mean that I think the chachamim are correct only when she's batka b'drabi Yehuda, v'lo batka b'drabi Yossi. Because that implies that the Rabbanan would hold that if she's not bodek b'chlal, that you still don't have to be choshesh for anything. El pshita, so it must be that when Rebbe said that I think the Rabbanan are correct, when she's batka, it means the batka bein b'drabi Yehuda u'bein b'drabi Yossi. It means I think the Rabbanan are correct if she did a bedikah throughout everybody's ben hashmashos. Ooh, if she did a bedikah throughout everybody's ben hashmashos, there's nothing to be choshish for. There's no way that she had a re'iyah during ben hashmashos. Aval batka b'drabi d'vallo, batka b'drabi Yossi, cheshinon. But I would think, says Rabbi, that if she only did a bedikah during Rabbi Yehuda's ben hashmashos, and not during Rabbi Yossi's ben hashmashos, we have to be choshish, because maybe she saw during Rabbi Yossi's ben hashmashos, and I think, says Rabbi in the Seifa, that Rabbi Yossi's ben hashmashos is a real ben hashmashos. So if she saw dam during that time, it actually straddles 2 days. Alma ben hashmashos Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi sveik avi. Apparently Rabbi thinks that Rabbi Yossi's ben hashmashos is a real suffix, that it really is a ben hashmashos. Now we have a problem. Kasha, the Rabbi, the Rabbi. The first half of Rabbi's statement directly contradicts the second half of Rabbi's statement, because the way we touched up the Reisha of Rabbi, that near Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra Bishalo Batka, he meant to say that Rabbi Yossi's ben Hashmashos is not a suffix at all; it's Vaday Laila. And the second half of Rabbi's statement, V'Divrei Chacham Keshabatka, he means to say that Rabbi Yossi's ben Hashmashos is not Vaday Laila; that it's a real suffix. So now we have a stira. So says Mar Hachi Kamer. Here's what it really means to say. Here's what Rabbi really meant to say. Near and Div Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, Lirabanan de lo batka klal, lo bid Rabbi Yehuda v'lo bid Rabbi Yossi. Shav chacham lo nechku alav ela de batka bid Rabbi Yehuda v'lo batka bid Rabbi Yossi. Aval heicha de lo batka klal, modilei. Well, what he meant to say is that Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra's shita, that you have to be choshesh, the Rabbanan would agree to it. He's not saying, I hold the Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, but the Rabbanan would still disagree with him. No, what he's saying is, I hold the Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra in a case where she was lo batka klal, because even the Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. There's no machlokes. In the case of Lobad Kaklal, when she didn't do Bedika, neither in Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashos, nor in Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashos. The only case where you have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra and the Rabbanan is where she did a Bedika in Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashos, but not in Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashos. So that's where you have this machlokas. Is there anything to be choshish for? If you hold Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashos as Vaday Laila, there's nothing to be choshish for. She did a Bedika throughout any suffix throughout the entire Rabbi Yehuda ben Hashmashos. But if the old Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashos is a real Ben Hashmashos, it's a safek, so then you have what to be choshish for. That's the whole machlokas. Okay, so that's how we explain the machlokas. Now the Gemara asks, according to the way Rebbe's explaining it, we have a stira in the sheet of Rabbi Ben Agra. How so? Uraminu, I'll ask you a stira, we have a brisa. Haroa kesem l'ri'iya meruba. A woman saw lots of dam, a large kesem, more than three grisim va'od. Choshesh, then she has to be choshesh that she's zava gedola. L'ri'iya mu'etes, if she sees only a stain the size of two grisim, eina choshesh, she doesn't have to worry that she's a zava gedola. Zodiv Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, sharmishim Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, the name Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi, ani shamati mimenu, sha'ach hazo va'ach hazo choshashas. Rabbi says, I heard from Rabbi Yossi that whether the stain is very large or whether the stain is only shnei grisin, she says to be choshesh, she's zava. Umenatama ze amarli. And Rabbi Yossi said, explained himself as follows. Uma ilu nida shlo frisha betara mina mincha lamayla. If you, the din of a nida who sees on the seventh day of her nidus in the morning, and then she checks herself throughout the morning and she finds that the dam has stopped, but she forgot to check herself later on in the day. So should you say that that since she saw that the dam stopped in the morning, lo tehei becheskas temeya, she does not have to assume that the dam came back later that afternoon, and therefore she's able to be tovel that evening? You wouldn't say that. You would say she's still becheskas temeya, because if she saw that day on the seventh day in the morning, that entire day becomes cheskas roa, that she's becheskas, that she's roa dam. So if she didn't do a hefsek tara during Ben Hashmashos, she didn't do at the end of the day, at the very end of the day, to make sure she's not seeing dam, we assume that she's becheskas temeya. So this woman who sees a kesem of shnei grisin va'od, since she was not bodek during the entirety of Ben Hashmashos, we have to be choshesh that maybe at the end of Ben Hashmashos she saw dam, and that ri'iyah counts for 2 days. So that's an interesting halacha, that a woman who becomes a nida, a woman sees dam for 1 day, she's a nida for 7 days, whether she bleeds for that 1 day or she bleeds for all 7 days. But there's a big difference. If she bleeds on day 7, then the only way she can assume that she has stopped bleeding is by doing a hefsek tara at the very end of that day. So whenever there was dam on a particular day, we assume that a woman is becheskas temeya. So v'nirin dvarav kishabatka. And I agree to Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, who says that you don't have to be choshesh in a situation where she was bodek and she didn't see, and only in the case where she was not bodek, I disagree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. So says Gemara, my batka. What does Rabbi mean when he says that he's modet Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra in a case where she was batka? If he means to say that she was bodek during the Zman ben Hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda and not during Rabbi Yossi's ben Hashmashos, and that's when he's modet that he's not, that she's ainu choshashes, you can't say that, because from the fact that he says that he's only modet Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra in that case, but when she was not bodek, he would disagree with him. Mechal de Rabbi ben Agra savar, that would make it sound like Rabbi ben Agra himself would hold that afkav lobat kol lobat Rabbi Yehuda lobat Rabbi Yossi lo chaisha. That even if she did no bedik at all, nobody's ben hashmashos, you still don't have to be choshesh. But halabatka, but how could you not be choshesh in such a case? She didn't do any bedika. El pshita must be that what Rebbe means to tell me is debatka bein bed Rabbi Yehuda ubein bed Rabbi Yossi, that she did a bedika both during the zman ben hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda and during the Zman Ben Hashmashos of Rabbi Yossi. And that's why she doesn't have to be Choshashas. So the Gemara goes on to explain the Kasha from this Braisa, from the fact that Rebbe says that she, that when she checked herself during both Ben Hashmashos together, he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, but if she only checked herself with Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashos, he would disagree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. Mechal Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra savar, that makes it sound like Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra himself holds, Batka b'drabi Yudah v'lo batka b'drabi Yossi lo chaisha. That if she only does a bedika during Rabbi Yudah's ben Hashmashos and not during Rabbi Yossi's ben Hashmashos, that there's nothing to be concerned about because Rabbi Yossi's ben Hashmashos is not a safek. It's vaday laila. Alma ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudah ben Agra lailahu. Rabbi Yudah ben Agra must hold that the ben Hashmashos of Rabbi Yossi is definitely nighttime. Well, now kasha Rabbi Yudah ben Agra, Rabbi Yudah ben Agra. Now we have a stira in the two brises that record the shita of Rabbi Yudah ben Agra. Because the first price is said that Rabbi ben Agra holds that the Ben HaShemashos of Rabbi Yossi is a real Ben HaShemashos. It's a Safek Yom, Safek Laila. And therefore, if she sees Dam during the Ben HaShemashos of Rabbi Yossi, you have to be Choshesh. So maybe that straddles 2 days. And the second price is telling us that Rabbi ben Agra holds that the Ben HaShemashos of Rabbi Yossi is Vadei Laila. And it's not at all a Ben HaShemashos. So says Mar Bishlam, but below Rabbi Lo Kasha. It's only once you touch it up according to Rebbe that you have a kasha. Without Rebbe's contribution over here, there would be no stira between Rabbi Yudah ben Agra. Because Hassam in the first price of Rabbi Yudah ben Agra says that she's choshesh and she's a zava, might have been talking about the batka b'drabi Yudah v'lo batka b'drabi Yossi. That she did a bedika during Rabbi Yudah's ben Hashmashos, not Rabbi Yossi's ben Hashmashos. Rabbi Yossi's ben Hashmashos is a real ben Hashmashos, it's a real safek. Hacha to Batkanami b'drabi Yudah u'b'drabi Yossi, and this brisa, which is saying that she doesn't have to worry about anything, is talking about that she did a bedika throughout everybody's ben hashmashos el b'drabi kasha. But once you tighten it up according to Rebbe, that's where you have a stira, because from Rebbe it turned out that Rabbi Yudah ben Agra holds that the ben hashmashos of Rabbi Yossi is a suffik yom, and in this brisa Rabbi Yudah ben Agra holds the way Rebbe tightens it up that the ben hashmashos of Rabbi Yossi is a vadei laila. So it's Rebbe that created the problem. It's not Rabbi Yudah ben Agra that created the problem. So says Gemara, really, Rabbi Yudah ben Agra holds like Rabbi Yossi about Ben HaShemashos. And both prices are talking about where she was Badka until the end of the Ben HaShemashos of Rabbi Yehuda, and not during Rabbi Yossi's Ben HaShemashos. But Trey Tanoim, Vali, but Rabbi Yudah ben Agra, there's a Machlokas Tanoim, what Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra held, when exactly is Rabbi Yossi's Ben HaShemashos. Hai Tana Savar, the Tana that said within the sheet of Rabbi Yudah ben Agra that if she did not do a bedika during Rabbi Yossi's ben Hashmashos, then she has to be choshesh, she's a zava, holds Shalom ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yudah, that as soon as Rabbi Yudah's ben Hashmashos is over, that's when v'hadr chayil ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yossi. Only after the completion of Rabbi Yudah's ben Hashmashos, that's when Rabbi Yossi's ben Hashmashos hits. And it's only then that ben Hashmashos begins. So if she didn't do a bedika during that time period, now you have to be choshesh, that's a re'iyas dam over the course that straddles 2 days. The high Tana suffer, but the second Tana that says that you don't have to be choshesh, even if she was only bodek during Rabbi Yudah's ben Hashmashos, would say ben Hashmashos Rabbi Yossi meshech shayich ben Rabbi Yudah, that Rabbi Yossi's ben Hashmashos is not after the conclusion of Rabbi Yudah's ben Hashmashos, it's in the last moment, that last Haref Ayin of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben HaShemashos. So as long as she was bodek through Rabbi Yehuda's Ben HaShemashos, Memela, she was also bodek during Rabbi Yossi's Ben HaShemashos, because they overlap each other. So that's why he's going to say that there's nothing to be choshish for, as long as she was bodek through Rabbi Yehuda's Ben HaShemashos, because there was no Riyaz Dam during the Ben HaShemashos. And that's how we're Miyashiv the Stira and Rabbi Yehuda Ben Agra. So it's interesting, we weren't really Miyashiv the Stira. We said, it is Taka Stira and Rabbi Yehuda Ben Agra. It's Machlokas Tanaim what Rabbi Yudah ben Agra holds, but the Machlokas Tanaim is about how to define Rabbi Yossi's Ben HaShemashos. Does it follow Rabbi Yudah's Ben HaShemashos, or is it the last moment of Rabbi Yudah's Ben HaShemashos? So now, the Gemara way back in the Vav Amaral told us, back to a new topic now, related to Ksamim, but not related to the Ben HaShemashos anymore, that if a woman finds a Kesem on her Beged, she's Metamei had a Machlokas, a discussion, whether she's Metamei L'mafreyo or not. So now we're going to go back to that discussion. So going way, way back to the beginning of the Masechta. Tanu Rabbanan, Haroa Kesem, a woman finds a stain on her clothing, and she doesn't know when it came. She doesn't know when she bled. So Metama Atzma V'Kotchim L'mafreya. She and any Kotchim that she's come in contact with is Tamei L'mafreya. So from the last time that she washed that beged, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon Elazar Omer, Kotchim Metama. Any Kotchim that she touched since she last washed that beged is going to be Tamei. But Atzma Eina Metama. But herself, the taros that she touches, is not going to be tame. Why? Shelo ye kisma chamur mi ri'iyasa. We don't want to make a kesem more chamur than a real Riyaz Dam. If a woman has a real Riyaz Dam, a real Tumadal Raisa, she's not going to be Metame Lamafreya further back than 24 hours. She's only going to be Metame Me Ace Le Ace. So you're going to tell me when she sees a Kesem, she's Metame all the way to Lamafreya from the last time she washed the Beged. So that turns out that a Kesem is more Chumr than a Riyah. Chum said that can't be. We can't be more Machmer in a Kesem than Riyah, so it's not going to be so Tame Lamafreya. What do you mean? You just said in the very same breath that it is Metame Kachim Lemafreya. So even though the Kachim she touched from the last time she washed the Beged are all going to be Tame, whereas if a woman has an actual Riyas Dam, she's only Metame Kachim Me'ace La'ace, only back 24 hours. Elatni Hachi. So the way to say it is as follows. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Af kachim ena metama shloi kis mecham riyas lechol davar. That even when she touches kachim and then she finds the kesem, it's not metame mishas kibus, because you don't want the kesem to be more chamur than a riyah, not for anything, not legabe tumas of taros and nor legabe tuma of kachim. So meaning we're trying to be consistent over here and we're saying don't make this chilik between kachim and taros. Rather, you should say that she's not metame anything lemafreya any more than she would be metame if she had an actual Riyas Dam. So that's as far back Lemafreya as we go. Now we had said again way back in the first parak that if a woman finds a kesem on her clothing, she's Metami Lemafreya from the last time she washed the Beged. So the Gemara discusses what happens if a woman finds a kesem and then she has a Riyas Dam. So do you assume that that kesem is part of that Riyas Dam, or are these two separate events? Tan Rabban, Ras a kesem, woman finds a stain on her clothing, Vachar Kach Ras Adam, and then she has a real Riyah with Argasha and everything. Toluksama Biriyasa. We assume that the stain wasn't an old stain that was there for a long time, ever since the last time she washed her clothing. Rather, when she has the Dam Riyah, so we assume that it must have started with this stain. But that's Me'is Leis. That's only if she has the Riyah within 24 hours of the Kesem. But if she finds the Kesem, then more than 24 hours later, she has a Riyah, then you assume that they're separate from each other, that they have nothing to do with each other. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Yomo. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar says you can only associate the Kesem with the Riyah if it's on the very same day that she found the Kesem that she saw the Dam. But if she sees Dam after Shkias HaChama, even if it's only an hour later, but it's a different calendar day, you no longer associate the Kesem with the Riyah. So whereas Rebbe made it Taluy in 24 hours, Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar says not about 24 hours, it's about the calendar day. If it's on the same calendar day, then you associate them with each other. So I'm a Rabbi Nirin Dvarav Midvarai. He says, you know what? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is more correct than I am. Shum Misakna Vanima Avsa. Because Rabbi Shimon is Makel on her, and I'm more Machmir on her. Since some are only Mitami Midrabanan, so we should go like the more Makel of the two Shitos. So Misakna Avusim Avsa says, well, what are you talking about? Rabbi Shimon wasn't Makel. Rabbi Shimon was more Machmir on her. He's saying that they could have seen that the Kesem could have been 1 hour away from the Riyas Dam, and we're still going to say that the Kesem is Metami Lemafreya from the time of Kibbutz Begadim. That's a Chumrah. You were more Makel by saying 24 hours we're going to associate it with the Riyah. So Ravina Epoch. We have to switch around what Rabbi says. What he really meant to say is Nirin Dvarai Midiv Rabbi Shimon Elazar Shani Misakna Vuma Avsa. He really meant to say I'm right, because I'm the one that's being more Makel on Ksamim, as one should be more Makel on Ksamim. So the Gemara says, or you could answer, Rav Nachman Amar Lo Lo Tepuch. Don't switch around, Rebbe says. You just have to explain it a little differently. That even though, as far as Tumah Lemafreya, Rebbe is the more makel of the two Shitos, and Rabbi Shimon Elazar is more Machmir, Rebbe saying, I think we should follow Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Shuhu Misakin Hilchoseha Lidei Ziva, Vani Ma'aves Hilchoseha Lidei Ziva. As far as Ziva, he's more makel, that she's not going to become a Zava, and I'm more Machmir, that will lead her to become a Zava. Meaning, what if she didn't see Dam on the same day that she found the Kesem, but it was within 24 hours of when she found the Kesem? According to Rabbi Shimon, where you do not associate the Riyas Dam with the Kesem, so you count the Shiva Yemei Nida only from the day of the Riyas Dam. So you don't begin the Yemei Ziva until the eighth day after the Riyas Dam. But according to Rebbe, that you associate the Riyah with the Kesem going back 24 hours, so you're going to start the seven Nida days from the day that she saw the Kesem, not from the day that she saw the Riyas Dam. And therefore, her Yimei Ziva are going to start one day early, the eighth day after seeing the Kesem. So she turns out to see Dam on that eighth day after finding the Kesem. According to Rebbe, it's the first of the Yemei Ziva, and if she sees for another 2 days, that will make her a Zava Gadola. But according to Rebbe Shimon, it's the eighth day of her Kesem is the last day of the Yemei Nida, and therefore she's not going to become a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. She's not going to be Mitzdarif to Ziva Gadola. So it will turn out that what sounds like a Chumra is really a Kula for a week from now, and what sounds like a Kula is really a Chumra for a week from now. If a woman finds a kesem and she therefore needs to be tovel after 7 days, does she need to do a bedika ben hashmashos to be a mafsik petara between the 7 days that she counted for her nidus and when she goes to the mikveh? Meaning she didn't have a riyas dam with argasha and everything. Then you would need to do a bedika at the end of the 7 days, like we mentioned before, to make sure that the dam is over. This is not talking about the hafsik petara that we do. The hafsik petara we do nowadays is hafsik petara before counting 7 clean days. That's because we assume everyone's a Zava Gadola. This is about a woman who's a Nida. She's Tame for 7 days, even if she bleeds for all 7 days. So she needs to do Hafsik Tara right before going to the mikvah. So that's the Hafsik Tara that she does. Do you need to do that even if all she saw was a kesem? So Ravasi didn't answer him anything. Another time, Rabbi Zera met Rabbi Asi, and he was darshaning regarding the brisa that a woman who sees a kesem and then sees dam tola kisma b'riya, so that you can associate the kesem with the riyas dam me'es la'es divrei Rabbi. But that's only when they were within 24 hours of each other, according to Rabbi, like we learned before. So Rabbi Asi added that there's machlokas amurayim what Rabbi meant. Amarei Shlakish Vuhu Shabadka, that din of Rebbe that she could be tola the Re'ia with the Kesem is only if she was bodek during the Bein HaShemashos of the 7th day after finding the Kesem in order to be Mafsik Betara, because then she's showing that she assumed that the finding of that Kesem was the beginning of her Re'ia, and that's why she started counting from the day that she found the Kesem and not from the day of the Re'ia. But if she did not do Hafsik Tara on the 7th day after finding the Kesem, then she's revealing to us that she didn't think the kesem was part of her re'iyah, and therefore, if she didn't think the kesem was part of her re'iyah, we will not allow her to count the kesem as part of her re'iyah. That's very interesting. That it's up to her. It's up to her attitude, because I guess a person knows themselves. Rabbi Yochanan, afal pi shelo batka, and Rabbi Yochanan would say, even if she didn't do bedik on the 7th day after the mitzias hakesem, the din to be told of the kesem re'iyah is not totally on her. It's not totally on what she decides. If it was within 24 hours, then we associate the kesem with the re'iyah. So Amalei, Rabbi Zera said to Rabbi Asi, wait, this whole machlokas amarayim that you're quoting me right now, as far as whether she could be told of the kesem re'iyasa when she doesn't do bedika, sounds like everyone agrees that when she doesn't do bedika, she's megaladas, that she didn't assume that it was to count from the time of her kesem. Why is that a gilui das? If she doesn't do a hefsek tara, that means that she wasn't paying attention to the kesem as being part of her riyas nida. So you're answering my question from before then. You're assuming that a kesem requires a hefsek tara, and that's why you're reading into what she's doing, whether she's doing a hefsek tara or not. So I'm like, he says, yeah, that's a good raya, that once she, when a woman sees a kesem, that she taka does need to have siktara before she goes to the mikvah. How come every time I ask you the question, you just didn't say a word? You kept your mouth shut. You didn't say anything. So Dilma Agav Shitvich Asyalach. Maybe because you were running through your limud, you didn't pay attention to what I was saying. You didn't focus on the fact that this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish really answers the kasha I've been asking all along, because you were so focused on bekiyus and covering the ground, you didn't think about the implications of this machlokas. So Amalei, Rabbi Asi said to Rabbi Zera, in Agav Shitvei Asili, yeah, it's because I didn't pay such careful attention because I was running through the limud, and that's why I didn't give you an answer up until this point. We're going to stop there. Bezalel Shalom, pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow. I got to run to Connecticut now. So.